Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. Our double play at 11:45. Noon, your Beltway Blitz. Couple of your daily staples. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We'll spin you around D.C. for the latest on all the teams you care the most about. Redskins wide receiver position has been disappointing this year. They have not gotten the productivity that they anticipated from a wide receiver group that is high upside. So we'll take you through some of the numbers, set this up. But really what we want to know is, you get to play Jay Gruden and call the shots here. How are you aligning the depth chart? Who are you relying upon? Who are you targeting the most and the least moving forward? We can open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. So let's start with target distribution. On the season, targets by wide receiver. Take a guess at who's been targeted most.
It's Terrell Pryor.
It is. 33 targets. Jamison Crowder, second, 30 targets. Ryan Grant, third, 23 targets. Josh Doctson, fourth, 14 targets. Brian Quick has been targeted and caught one pass. So Pryor is your one. Crowder is your two. Grant is your three. Doctson is your four. On the season to this point, which is kind of how the depth chart looked, by the way, at the beginning of the year. Anyway, that shouldn't be that surprising through six games. My initial reaction there is Crowder should be leading the team in targets. Grant being third at 23 is about right, and I'd like to flip Pryor and Doctson. What's your first reaction when you see that top five in targets?
It's because of the first game. Terrell Pryor, since game one, where he had 11 targets, I believe, has 22, and that puts him kind of middle of the pack around the Ryan Grant company. So his targets are going down.
But if you take out the targets of the other guys from the first game, he'd actually still be ranked second, barely behind Crowder.
Right. So the per-game targets are going down, and that's,
yes,
that trend should continue. So he will not be up at the top for long.
Catch distribution on the season. So this is distribution of the catches. How many balls hauled in by each guy? Crowder, 19 catches to lead the team. Despite being targeted three fewer times than Pryor, has more catches. Pryor's got 18 receptions, 15 targeted passes that he didn't catch. Grant, 16 catches on 23 balls thrown his way. Doctson, 7 catches, 14 passes thrown his way. That's a fairly low catch ratio, but remember, a lot of the throws to him are down the field, which changes that a little bit. And then Quick is 1-for-1 catch per target. So catches, Crowder, 119. Pryor, second, 18. Grant, third, 16. Pretty well spread out there. Doctson, big drop-off, fourth with 7. Yards per catch at wide receiver. Doctson leads the way, and it's not close, 18.4. Now, that is misleading because he had the big 50-yard reception, and he's only caught 7 balls this year.
Right.
But he averages over 18 per reception. Pryor averages 12 per catch. Ryan Grant averages 11 per reception. And this was surprising to me. Jamison Crowder is only averaging 7.8 per reception.
I would have thought it was more. Because, again, think of those little smoke screens and the quick things where he's gone for 20-plus yards.
But he's also caught in a few balls at the line of scrimmage where he just gets pummeled immediately.
Yeah.
He's also run a lot of 3- and 4-yard drag routes where he takes on that Pierre Garçon, take a lick in middle of the field roll because you don't trust Doctson to do it, and you know Pryor can't. Sub-8 yards per catch means he's not running a lot of those seam routes where he has the most success. Think about this past week, the big 20-yard reception to him middle of the field, touchdown last year late in the season against Arizona, touchdown against Green Bay flying down the middle of the field. Those games where he breaks out, normally he gets one or two of those receptions, and they just have not happened yet this year. So if you're looking for the biggest moment for each guy, Terrell Pryor had the 44-yard touchdown catch against the Chiefs on the first drive.
Yep.
Doxson had the 50-yard touchdown catch against the Raiders. Crowder had, I would say maybe the highlight of his season is one of his third down catches middle of the field.
They don't win that game without that third and 19.
Well, either that third and 19 he converts on a screen, or I'm thinking even like some third and sevens where he's taken on contact, dove into a pile of bodies, picked up eight and moved the chains and big drives. And then I would say for Ryan Grant, the best moment, maybe plural, S here, moments of his season, the San Francisco second half drive where he caught three passes, a couple on third down to keep the sticks moving, and eventually they went read option with Cousins into the end zone to solidify a win. That's probably the highlight of his year, and that's just a couple weeks ago. So with that as a backdrop here and as the foundation we'll use to set the rest of the house on, the question becomes, what should they do at this position? Really, there's four guys that matter. It's Crowder, Pryor, Grant, and Doxson, who are top four in catches. How do you design the passing game around those guys at wide receiver? That is the question we want you to answer at 800-636-1067.
So I'm going to cheat here, and this is going to irritate you. Here is how I'm going to cheat. I will not consider Jordan Reed a tight end anymore. I cannot have him next to a left tackle or right tackle trying to block or doing anything of that kind. He needs to line up in the slot. 22 times he did that, and he was successful in as much. The Redskins are better when they have two tight ends on the field right now than they are when they don't, because their options and their matchup advantages are better against linebackers and safeties than they are against nickel packages. The Redskins are averaging more yards per pass attempt with 12 personnel on the field. This game, it was double what they were when they had 11 personnel on the field, for example. So to me, I'm treating Reed as my slot receiver. He's my number one guy in terms of targets. Jamison Crowder is my number two guy in terms of targets. My number three receiver in terms of targets is going to be Ryan Grant, which chaps my buttocks like nobody's business. Number four in targets will be Terrell Pryor. That's how I'm going to treat this thing. Pryor is basically my Aldrick Robinson. I will never run a route. And it's like eliminating a pitch in baseball if you're a hitter. You don't respect the guy who can't throw his curveball for a strike. We need to give up trying to put Terrell Pryor on in-breaking routes. No more. Never going to happen between the hash marks
ever
again.
Here's the issue with doing that. While he cannot do it, and
he can't
it's been
do it.
Proven several times. If you don't have a guy run certain routes, it makes life really easy on a secondary.
I know.
So you cannot bring Terrell Pryor onto the field and just have him run nine routes. Go balls. You cannot bring him onto the field, and if I'm a DB, I know that if he steps inside, he's not actually running a slant or a cross, or he's not running a dig route because he can't catch passes inside the numbers. Because if I know that, it's too easy to cover him.
I know.
So you can't just go away from that completely.
I'm basically going to go away from him completely. And if that means...
But God, I don't think you can do
that. If that means that I can't play him. That's where we're at.
Well, that's my point.
If you
can't run all the routes, then you can't play.
I'm never going to draw up something where he breaks in again. No more slants, no more square ins, no more stuff where he's going to go into the teeth of the defense. He's 0 for that. And I'm done trying. I'm done with the gator arms. I'm done with the toe tapping. I'm done with him stopping his route and reaching out and then going, I just almost catch the football immediately. He's okay on stuff where he goes down the field and comes back. There's still plenty of routes for him where he's set up outside. There's somebody inside of him. He's, you know, the go ball, obviously, the deep comeback, the out route, some stuff where I guess where he's, you know, a post or a post corner. There's still plenty of things in the tree that he can run, but it may be a tell that he's going to go deep every time, but that's fine. Maybe your role is just to clear some stuff out for the grownups. But I'm treating Reed as a slot receiver from now on. I want Crowder more, even though it's not where he's best, on the outside. I love the 3-by-1 stacks that they do an awful lot where Jake schemes it up and guys get open. Where Reed's one of those guys, Crowder's one of those guys, et cetera, and Kirk's got to read basically which defender that's got less leverage goes with who. And if they go with Jordan Reed, then Crowder's open and vice versa. That's what I want from them in their passing game. I want to stop trying to beat my head against the wall with anything standard. I can never abide by them going that two tight end jumbo package, one receiver look on one side. They're terrible when that formation is kind of what they go with. They don't run it very well out of there, and the only throws they can make out of there are Vernon Davis beating somebody when it's schemed up right. Spread people out. Let these guys work in space. That's what Crowder does best. That's what Reed does best.
We want to hear from you guys. The station's called The Fan because it's about your opinions, and we want you to call in. 800-636-1067, so dial us up. 800-636-1067. How should Jay Gruden handle the wide receivers? Pryor leads the team in targets. Doxson is fourth. I'm going to give you my plan at the receiver position next and what I hope Jay Gruden does moving forward. He's already made a couple of productive tweaks that I think are going to help this offense at receiver, and you saw them come to fruition this past week on Monday Night Football just a couple days ago. In a loss, albeit, where you didn't get enough out of the receivers, but it's a small sample size. We'll get into that next. Your calls in a moment. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.